getting a screwworm and fly control plan together. We have new product solutions. Plus, where and when to get those fancy tiger stripe females and Brahmin genetics. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, the American Gelvie Association, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, the all-new sales series found on Ranch Channel, Sire Buyer, Westway Feed Products, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, and this fine radio station.
Cattle Battle.
Fly season is here for many producers are fixing to start here shortly. A new threat looms this season for southern producers, and that is New World Screwworm. We've talked a lot about it. The difference between the New World Screwworm and other larvae is that the New World Screwworm larvae feeds on living tissue rather than dead or decaying tissue like maggots, which makes the threat extremely dangerous. There are solutions and weapons to combat New World Screwworm and flies in general. Dr. John Hutchinson, the Director of Beef Cattle Technical Services for Merck Animal Health, joins us today to introduce a new product labeled for cattle called Exalt Cattle CA1. John, welcome to the program.
So I think everybody knows how devastating the disease can be when it comes to New World Screwworm. And so we, you know, it's the fun time at Merck Animal Health because of our innovation. And so we have a new product called Exalt Cattle CA1, and it is labeled for New World Screwworm prevention and treatment.
Prevention and treatment.
Yes. And so I think that's important for people to understand those claims. When it comes to prevention, you know, back to practical applicability is, you know, when people get ready to say, castrate their calves sometime in the spring, they need to be thinking about the New World Screwworm. If they're present in their area, they would castrate, apply this product at the same time, and those calves would be protected for 14 days, and which is plenty of time for that wound to heal and never get meiosis and never get any kind of situation that would be otherwise devastating.
But we still want to treat that wound, though, correct? Say if we are castrating those calves, we still want to spray that wound, don't we?
You know, you could use another product adjunct, you know, to that pour on of Exalt Cattle CA1. But our study demonstrated we just poured them on at the time of castration, which there's a lag time when those flies, if they're present, may even get on that wound. But that's a good point. You know, I think this probably brings up a good point for us to talk about is, you know, you need your veterinarian involved in these decision-making processes and what's appropriate, what he or she is seeing. And so we highly encourage this product's a script product.
I was just going to go down that road if you need a script for that.
So you need a script for that. And so what better time to get to know your veterinarian and work out an integrated pest management plan on do you treat that navel with what and when the calves are born, when you castrate or you dehorn, do you put something on at the same time and then put something on that might have a little longer duration, like you mentioned. And so there's all those kind of scenarios that your veterinarian can help you design that program. And then other flies, it's not just the screwworm flies, right? How do we lower that fly pressure on my herd? And so there's a lot of integrated pest management products, right? They can feed it, feed through, and you can a product that will kill the larvae when the flies lay eggs in the manure. There's the ear tags, there's the pour-ons, you know, different chemical classes, that's what's cool about this product at Exalt Cattle CA1. It's a brand new chemical class, isoxazolines, that have never been used in the cattle business in the United States. And so that's exciting in that these pests have not seen that molecule here in the United States, which should make it highly efficacious.
So we're talking proactive versus reactive. In theory is what we try to be, proactive versus reactive. But in reality, that doesn't always work that way, just because the nature of our business of what we're doing. So is it on a proactive basis, visit with our veterinarian, if we are located in one of those areas where there we could potentially be prone to something because, as we have talked, it's not just me if I see it on my place. It's my neighbor. It's the quarantine area. It's all of that that is greatly affected. And if you've got a neighbor, I mean, you're in the hit list there too. So is this, from a proactive standpoint, are you recommending in protocol of a mass treatment of the whole darn works?
No, not at all. I would, you know, not, you know, the duration of activity, if it's 14 days for the New World Screwworm, right, that's not a lot of duration as it relates to being proactive, you know, where you mass treat and maybe wait for the situation to occur. I mean, I would, some of the things I would think of as getting prepared and being proactive is getting an integrated pest management program in place with different chemicals and different parasiticides and ear tags and feed through and some of those things. I would think about getting all of my facilities in good working order where they're not causing any kind of wounds. And I would think about being more diligent in the time I spend checking on my cattle. And so if I'm checking cattle, whatever that time may be now, I would increase my visibility to my cow herd so that I can see what's going on and I understand what's coming on and not. I mean, do I find it? Do I not find it? Do I have a wound? What's causing the wounds? And can I address that? And so that'd be my proactive, but not just mass medding with a chemical without it being there and being a issue at the moment, if that makes sense. And so a lot of things producers need to think about when it comes to, you know, being proactive with wound. You know, think of wounds and how they got created. You obviously can't do anything about the brush, but you can do things about your facilities and how you handle cattle and how you might monitor your cattle more diligently.
And really what you were saying is, if you do not have that relationship with your veterinarian, establish that relationship. They just don't want to come out and pull calves at 3 o'clock in the morning and work on C-sections. Establish that relationship with your veterinarian on a consulting basis and put together a whole program, because we're talking about fly management here and the whole thing. I mean, that's what this leads into. And it's really just take a little time, back up, slow the train down a little bit, and establish a really good plan and put it in place.
Yeah, I mean, your veterinarian's critical to your success in any of this, even whether it's New World Screwworm, whether it's horn flies, whether it's BRD, whether it's pneumonia, right, clostridial disease. I mean, you can think of all the respiratory and reproductive diseases that they also can help you with. And it's just, they're just invaluable resources because they see a lot of cattle in your general area of the country where you ranch. And what better way to have somebody that gets to see a lot of different herds and helps you in making a really good plan for you particularly.
And has access to those products should we need it.
Absolutely has access to those products and can help manage the use of those products to ensure that they're used responsibly and have a long lifeline.
Thanks, John, for the info. Now, remember, this does require a veterinarian script, so visit with your vet about what is the best fly prevention and control program to fit your operation. We have the direct links to this product from Merck, again, called Exalt Cattle CA1, in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. And there are other companies working on their products to fight New World Screwworm as well. Now, in other news, we have updates on the Iran war and the impact on the beef sector and other news coming up a little later on in the program, so keep it locked for that. But up next, where and when to get your hands on those fancy tiger-striped Brahman cross females and Brahman genetics. We head to the Mississippi Select Brahman and F1 sale in Hattiesburg, Mississippi for the updates. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and we'll be right back. Calf prices are good, but want to add another $100 per calf? Here's the solution. Gelve and Balancer females at an average maternal weaning weight advantage of 22.7 pounds per calf. At a market price of $4.50 a pound on 5-weight steers with a 22.7-pound weaning weight advantage, that's an additional $102.15 per calf. Gelve and Balancer females, they make it work.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open to replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com.
The 2026 world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel Wagering, May 2nd and 3rd on Derby Days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with Moms Free to the Races and more races added May 15th through the 17th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head to buckinghorsesale.com. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Get your hands on those fancy tiger-striped Brahmin females and lots more at the Mississippi Select Brahmin and F1 Sale coming up May 1st and 2nd in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Seth Maxey, the sale manager for the sale, joins us today. Seth, back on the program you are. What does the offering look like so far for the sale?
So we are offering 100 head of elite F1 tiger stripes Brayford females. They're going to be either confirmed bred or exposed all 100 head. We're also going to have an elite group of show heifers. We have a small selection of donor females that are coming in that are proven producers. We have a few bulls as well, two Herefords and four Brahmin bulls are going to sell. So we have six head of bulls, and then we do have a registered herd dispersal from a guy here in Mississippi that's going to have, I think he's having, he's a small producer, but he's going to have about 20 head of pairs coming in, all registered Brahmin cows. And then we have a small group of red and white faced cows. They're not Herefords, but they're just red baldies, and then they got F1 calves on their side as well. The calves are going to be sired by a J.D. Hudgens Brangus bull. So we got about 160 head of Brahmin and Brahmin influenced cattle.
So this is kind of a unique sale because it's the opportunity of both the commercial cowman and the seed stock guy to come together, which I know is that's been happening more and more in all of our sales this year, where there's those commercial females that people are picking up, and, you know, some guys are offering maybe some pairs or something like that. But, you know, when you're saying you've got 100 head of those fancy tiger stripe females, and then you've got some elite show heifers, and you've got some herd sire prospects, and you've got a dispersal of a registered herd, I mean, this is kind of a unique deal where it brings the commercial guy and the seed stock guy together underneath the same roof.
Absolutely. So down here in the southern United States, down here in Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, in this corridor, is there's a lot of prominent influence people that haven't had a way to market their cattle. So we found a need there to, you know, service these customers, and they're excited about a new opportunity to market. We're having a great facility here in Hattiesburg. We're having a friend of mine place, they're Hereford producers, and they've gotten into the Brahmin business as well, and they've kind of opened the doors for us to have a great event. So to answer your question, there is we want to cater to both the commercial and the seed stock producers, and I think we put together a pretty dang good set to handle multiple people's needs.
And you can bid and buy online on Live Egg, correct? Is the service that y'all are using?
Yes, that's correct. We're our Live Egg, they're going to have a representative there, and we're glad to partner with them this year. I think that's going to help us on the commercial side of things as well, and gives a whole new platform to really market those fancy tiger stripes nationwide, which is a, you know, those females down here are definitely hard to find, and the quality we have is can work anywhere, and we're excited to swing a big bat with our online platform. It's going to be good watching for sure.
Now, I know I keep bragging on those tiger stripe females, and I know the popularity of them when you get down into your country. So I can see, and especially when you've got Live Egg, you've got the opportunity for people to bid and buy pretty much anywhere in the country. Do you have some transportation lined up, some different things like that for ease of getting these cattle in different places? Because like I said, this is a unique sale where you're bringing, there's a lot of focus on the commercial side in terms of numbers, but then there's also the seed stock side as well.
Absolutely. There's a young man from here from Mississippi. He's got a one heck of a rig, and he's got enough cuts in there that the calves can be hauled safely. He can put the separate the calves from the cows. To answer your question, we do have capabilities of getting an 18-wheeler in there to get load as well, so we can haul the big groups, the small groups, and big or small, we can haul them all. There ain't really no problem there.
You've always got the monikers every time I bring you on the show. So, you know, when you and I visit, I mean, we're from polar opposites of the country, dealing with polar opposites, different types literally. Of cattle. Like, yeah, literally. So those tiger stripe females, those brindle females, the popularity of them, I would compare that when you get up in our country, those black baldy females, right? I mean, those commercial ones that we have up in this area that are so sought after. What makes those tiger striped females, especially, why are those, you know, that distinct brindle cow, why are those so darn popular in your country? I mean, let's take away having the Brahmin influence, but just the genetics of those cattle. Why do they become so popular? Is it because of the ability that you can breed and crossbreed in so many different ways with them, and the adaptability in terms of the genetic side? Is that why they're so darn popular in your part of the country?
So I think that's a good point to have. I think that is one of the selling points. But, you know, those brindle cows down here are known as the queens of cow country down here in our part of the world. That's basically the Golden Certified program through the American Brahmin Breeders Association. They kind of dubbed that name years ago as the queens of cow country. But I think the hybrid vigor between the Hereford genetics and the Brahmin genetics and the, you know, the ability to withstand the heat and the insect resistance and the longevity that those cattle can produce and handle all types of weather down here, I think is another driving force for their popularity. I mean, and I hate to say, there's nothing wrong with owning a pretty cow, in my opinion. So, I mean, they're nice to look at, but I think the hardiness, the longevity, and the hybrid vigor that they bring to the table and being able to breed them to pretty well anything, you can take them back, put them back in a Brahmin operation, put them back with a Hereford bull. You can either breed them black, you know, like they do with the Angus or Ultra Reds or anything like that. I mean, there's so many ways you can cross those cattle to where they can hang a little better on the rail at the end of the day, which is, you know, the end goal for a lot of commercial producers. So there's a lot of selling points. But to narrow down just to one, I can't really do that. But I mean, they are very popular. They seem to do very well, you know, south of I-40 in this part of the country, and are just great to have. And I mean, the marketability that they have with them is great.
So the event is coming up May 1st and May 2nd, a 2-day event. Tell me a little bit about this.
We're going to have a social on Friday night. We're going to have food, fun, and fellowship. We're going to have some live music there. To answer your question, why we're doing that is basically we're making an old model come back to life. And I say that because, in my opinion, like you and I have discussed before, is people are missing the social aspect mm-hmm. of auctions. Mm-hmm. So we, as a family, me and my wife and kids, and we want to have an event where people want to come hang out and want to do business. So we're going to have all the cattle underneath, you know, all of our, I say all of them, but we're going to have a lot of our show heifers and our herd sires underneath the barn, underneath the lights, at this beautiful venue we're having. We're going to have, just a camaraderie between like-minded individuals. And we're going to have a good time from 6 to 9 on Friday night, which will be May 1st. And then we'll start business at noon on May 2nd, that Saturday. So we just want a place where friends can come hang out and enjoy good cattle, enjoy good company. And we're just going to have a good time because that's, like you and I have discussed before, sales used to be an event where people come to hang out and, you know, enjoy themselves instead of just a business transaction. So that's one thing that we want to make sure that everybody knows, that we're going to have a good time, but we're also conduct business professionally. But there's no reason you can't have a good time while you're doing that.
Seth Maxey with the Mississippi Select Brahmin and F1 sale May 1st and 2nd in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Bid online at Live Ag. Catalogs, videos, and sale information is available at ranchchannel.com. Time for a break. When we come back, the Ranch Channel sales calendar and how the Iran war is affecting the beef business, only found right here on the Ranch It Up radio show. We've had just about everything thrown at us, from blizzards to rainstorms to heat and the drought already. Makes it tough to be in the cow business. So make life a bit easier with liquid feed and tub supplements from Westway Feed Products, all designed to complement your forages. It's upcycling and efficiency. At Westway Feed Products, we create cow herd efficiency one lick at a time. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the nation's largest seed stock supplier, invites you to the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota for the 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale, powered by the Mother Lode, featuring 200 registered Angus bulls backed by proven maternal strength and long-term cow herd value. All sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. For 54 years, the Top Cut Sale has been the standard for practical, performance-driven Angus genetics. Jorgensen Land and Cattle at the ranch, Monday, April 20th. The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Court Blund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. According to MeetingPlace.com, U.S. beef prices were already climbing, and now global conflict could push them even higher. A shrinking cattle herd has kept supplies tight for years. Over the past 12 months, beef prices rose more than 14% at grocery stores, while ground beef nearing $7 a pound. Now, the recent strike on Iranian leadership and rising tensions in the Middle East are adding new pressure. Phil Lempert, a veteran food industry commentator, former Foods Trend editor on NBC's Today Show, and founder of Supermarket Guru, says even a short conflict could rise ground beef prices by 10 to 15 cents per pound. He says if disruptions last through the summer, prices could jump by as much as a dollar. That's because beef production depends heavily on fuel and fertilizer, from growing feed to transporting meat in trucks. Meanwhile, the U.S. is relying on more imported beef, especially from Australia, which could also face fuel shortages. Experts say the industry has little room to absorb these costs, meaning shoppers will likely feel it at the checkout line. Egg economist Mark Jordan adds that demand may start to fall as consumers turn to cheaper proteins like pork and turkey and cut back on dining out. The bottom line, higher beef prices may be here to stay and could climb even further in the months ahead.
Ranch record programs should work for you. Making that happen is easier than you might think. Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. Jacqueline Lewis joined me for a conversation about how to make ranch record keeping simple and effective for family operations. Here's a portion of our conversation.
I think a huge misconception that kind of comes along is that people think in order to change a platform or a system that their records have to be perfect. Action may come down the road where you really need to focus is just on progress. So really just kind of focusing on what you have and building off of that. A great starting point is going to be gathering everything, even if you have it kind of fragmented, like we said, or scattered. Get it all in one place. That's going to be an awesome starting point for you in terms of kind of figuring out how to add it into whatever platform or method you're choosing to go to. But again, you're going to circle back to wanting to really focus on that active inventory. Again, that's always a great go-to, a great starting point.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
The Ranch Channel Sales Calendar coming up Monday, April 20th. Jorgensen Land and Cattle presents their 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale at the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota. You want more on the JLC program, like their feeder calf placement program? It can all be found in the sales series on ranchchannel.com. Coming up Wednesday, April 22nd, Gil Red Angus presents their spring bull and heifer sale. 40 coming yearling bulls, 60 age advantaged bulls, 180 commercial replacement heifers, and a pick of the 2026 heifer calves at the ranch, Timber Lake, South Dakota. Monday, the 27th, the Wilson Angus bull and female sale, 42-year-old bulls and 60 yearlings, plus a pick of the replacement heifers at the Wilson Angus Ranch, Watford City, North Dakota. And the Mississippi Select Brahman and F1 sale coming up May 1st and 2nd. You just heard Seth and I talking about it a few minutes ago at the McMurray Farms in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. All catalogs, videos, online bidding platforms, and sale information is available at your fingertips at ranchchannel.com. And be sure to be checking Ranch Channel often over the summer months, as we will be posting information and sale reports for Superior Livestock's video sales. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, John Hutchinson with Merck Animal Health, Seth Maxey with the Mississippi Select Brahman and F1 sale, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.